Well, there's no rest for the county's national hot rod drivers. Just 2 weeks after their latest season came to an end with the World Final, a new campaign gets underway at Foxhall Stadium on the outskirts of Ipswich on Saturday. Graham Mack has been speaking to Dean Cox at Speedworth Motorsports.
It is a little bit unique. We don't normally start quite this early, but there's a lot to get through this year, and the guys do have a little bit of a winter break as well. So although it's literally 2 weeks from the World Championship, the trail starts again on Saturday. There's 14 rounds to get through this year, 12 of which the drivers have to compete in to be able to qualify for the World Final, but they will be spread out a little bit further, so there will be some downtime during the winter, although it's, you know, as you say, like a lot of other people's closed seasons, it's a very short one.
Plenty of local interests, of course. Sean and Danny will be driving again. Sean Taylor and Danny Fisk, who we spoke to ahead of the World Final. You've got Chris Hurd, the 2014 World Champion, in the field as well. And also Alex Meadows. Now, he's a name that we know from Superstocks, but this will be his national hot rod debut this weekend.
Absolutely. It's an ambition of Alex that he's harboured for some time to have a try in a national hot rod. And Paul Frost in the PF Travel Tigra is taking a back seat. And because Alex is part of that crew, Paul has given him the opportunity to have a run out on Saturday night. So it'll be something rather different because it's a completely different car. It's not single-seater like he's used to, and it's certainly not contact. And it's in the opposite direction. So he's got a lot to handle, really. But Alex will apply himself in exactly the same way. He won't be there just to make up the numbers. He'll be there to make an impact on proceedings and just see how he can cope in that environment.
Something else that's exciting, you had British touring car drivers involved in the Thunder 500 and this weekend an oval circuit racing legend. Tell us about him.
Absolutely. Very, very similar story to the Thunder 500 with the touring car drivers. It began literally at a party over a few drinks, and technically what the story is, Andy Smith was based in the north in the Manchester area. He comes from the Smith Racing family, who are legendary in oval racing. His father, Stuart Smith, was a multi-world champion. Andy himself was a multi-champion in Brisker Formula One. And his brother, Stu, still races now and is still a champion in that sport. So, you know, you've got a multi-champion there. He's relocated to Essex. He's actually been in the Essex area now for a couple of years and taken a back seat from racing. Just happened to be at a party with a group of other racers on Saturday night. Just happened to mention that he was quite impressed with the National Hot Rods at the Speed Weekend. We didn't even know he was there attending. And within 48 hours, we'd got him a confirmed drive and he's on the grid for Saturday night. If everything goes well and he's happy, we could well see him as a regular, you know, entrant in the Formula.
Members of the public that go along can also, I believe, try their hand at racing the Foxhall Raceway.
Yeah, we do have production car lap times on Saturday night. We won't be able to put them in national hot rods. They'll actually be competing in their own cars. So those who are brave enough compete in their own cars against the clock. It's basically three laps. It's an installation lap, two laps against the clock. They'll have two runs, and the winner with the faster time will pick up a prize on the night.
Probably worth emptying the boot, not having any shopping in there to get a better speed.
You'd be surprised, actually. So those who have done it before have got it down to a fine art. The spare wheel comes out, the jack comes out, the ashtray. Everything they can comes out of that car to make it as light as possible. And you'd be surprised. You know, we have some very nice road cars up here on the circuit.
Dean Cox of Speedworth Motorsports talking there to Graham Mack. Gates open at 5:30 on Saturday, and the new season of National Hot Rod Racing begins at 6:45.